This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the funniest story of the day has got to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's mother. Her mother moved from New York to Florida to get away from high taxes. Big news story today at the New York Post. Can you imagine what hypocrites all these people are? Her daughter is the biggest taxer that ever lived, and the mother moved to a zero-income tax state, and she moved there because of low property taxes, ironically. Just like the commentary I read you on Friday about Nevada and Florida and Texas, that people are moving there from high-tech states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Maryland, Illinois, et cetera, Massachusetts, otherwise known as Taxachusetts, to get away from high property taxes and high income taxes, state income taxes, to places that have either zero or very low state income taxes and very low property taxes. That's why people are coming by the millions to Nevada and Florida and Texas and Tennessee. And sure enough, there's the story in the New York Post today. Ocasio-Cortez's mother ran away from New York's taxes, property taxes. They were $10,000 a year in New York. Now she's paying $600 a year in Florida. This is how bad Ocasio-Cortez is. Forget her mother for a minute. The co-founder of Greenpeace rips Ocasio-Cortez and calls her a pompous little twit and says you'd bring about mass death with your Green Deal, your new Green Deal. Can you imagine when the co-founder of Greenpeace, ultra-liberal, calls you a pompous little twit? Can you imagine how bad you've really got to be? It's pathetic. It's truly pathetic. By the way, new Harvest Harris poll is out. 3 in 4 voters favor Donald Trump's America First legal immigration, trade, and foreign policy platform, and they would support candidates that prioritize protecting the way of life and economic security of the United States above all else. Isn't that amazing? You never would get that from listening to the media or liberals or Hollywood or Silicon Valley. All right, wait. All right, I guess that must be a sign. That must be a sign. It's time for Bill O'Reilly. All right, we need Bill O'Reilly. Let's get him on right now. I did my interview with him earlier today. Lots of great wisdom. We're in agreement on just about everything. Bill's a great guy. Great dude, as they say, younger generation. Without further ado, number one, 16 years in a row in cable news, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly. Hey, Bill, how are you? Hope you had a great weekend.
Everything's calm here, Wayne. A little snow, but, you know, we're handling it.
All right. About 75 degrees and beautiful here in Vegas. Don't get too jealous now. Rand Paul's become, surprisingly to me, one of the biggest supporters, maybe the biggest, in the whole U.S. Senate for President Trump. I never would have thought that. But on this one issue, this national security emergency, he's actually crossing Trump, and he's saying he's going to vote against it, which will force Trump to put forth his first veto of his presidency. What do you think Trump should do, and what do you think about this whole mess?
Well, I think, you know, the president has to veto any kind of attempt to block the national emergency if he wants to be reelected. He could take a risk and say, all right, Congress doesn't want to go along with it, but I don't think that's in his nature. Rand Paul's a libertarian. He doesn't want the federal government to have any more power than it has. And if a president can declare a national emergency anytime he wants to get money to do what he wants to, Rand Paul doesn't think that's very good. But as I wrote in my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com today, Wayne, this is a national emergency. So you can listen to people who say it isn't, but that's just garbage. Millions of people have crossed into this country illegally from Mexico. Millions. Tons of narcotics every week come across the border that kill American citizens. That's not an emergency. So if that isn't an emergency, then that word doesn't really exist. So Trump is right that it is an emergency. He's tired of the Democratic Party playing political games, which they are. So he's going to use his power. I have no problem with that. I think he's right on the issue, and I think he should go ahead and declare the emergency.
All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same team on this one. Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler is now requesting 60 documents. 60. 6-0. He's going to overwhelm the Trump administration. He says that Trump obstructed justice. How do you think this is all playing with the public?
Well, it all has to do with the Mueller report. Once the Mueller report comes out, and if it isn't, you know, a big, all right, President Trump should be prosecuted for a crime, and here's the evidence, then the Democrats find themselves in a very difficult position. Because most Americans go, all right, we've had enough. $30 million in 2 years plus is enough. And you people still won't even accept what your own guy, Mueller, is putting out there. So that puts the Democratic Party in real jeopardy. So if I were president, I'd define it that way and say, we're not going to cooperate. We're not going to cooperate with this these hearings. We don't feel that they're fair. We feel it politically motivated. I'm going to say executive privilege. Take it to court. We're not going to give you anything. We'll give you a stick of gum, and we might give you directions to Maryland. We're not going to give you anything else. And that's what I would do.
All right. I remember when Eric Holder didn't cooperate and got declared, what's the word they use? I don't know, obstruction of Congress?
Contempt
of Congress.
Yeah, and then nothing.
And what happened to him? Nothing.
Nothing. Right.
Right. All right. Democratic field getting more crowded. We've got the Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper. No one's ever heard of him. I never heard of him. He's joined the crowded field. He says it's like a civil war out there. America's so divided. Is there any chance for a Hickenlooper in the Democratic field to jump to the front like Bill Clinton did? In 1992, Clinton did it.
No. I like Hickenlooper myself. I've spoken with him a number of times on TV. He's smart. I don't like his worldview in the sense that I think it's way too left. But Hickenlooper will listen to you. If you go to Colorado, a state I used to live in, and you look and see what's happened to Denver in particular, and he used to be mayor of Denver before he's governor, I don't think that's a real good endorsement for John. The city's gone downhill. Marijuana is not working for them. It's creating unbelievable social problems and problems with children. But Hickenlooper is not a bad guy. And I listen to Hickenlooper when he speaks. Does he have a chance? No, he does not. Either is Jay Inslee of Washington, who's the, I guess, running on global warming something. I don't know.
Climate change.
These guys, they can get big, you know, as we discussed, Wayne. They get bigger lecture fees,
speeches,
they get books, they get speeches,
right.
Whatever, you know, and what else do I have to do? So they're in, is anybody going to write a big check to Hickenlooper and Inslee? I don't think so. But, you know, it's America. Go try if you want.
All right. I think they're all running for who's going to lose by a large margin to Trump. But we'll see. We shall see. I don't think they've got anything except maybe Biden. So what do you think of Biden's chances, by the way, in the Democratic Party? White male, old, 77 years old? What do you think his chances are?
Well, I think if he gets in, he'll get the nomination unless crazy things happen. I don't see anybody beating him. I think the money people in the Democratic Party want him to run because then they can hearken back to the Obama years, and the Democratic Party were happy with the Obama years. Biden himself looks like he will run. He's raising money now. He's putting out the letters to his donors, you know, send me some cash. I think Biden, and Trump, it would be an interesting race. It'd be close. So at this point, that's probably the way it's going to shake.
Yeah, I think he's the only one that can give him a run for the money, Biden. So we'll see. All right, I hope they go extreme left. That would be funny. But we'll see what happens, how it all shakes out. Bill O'Reilly, great wisdom as always. King of cable news for 16 years in a row. We're glad and proud to have him with us right here on Newsmax TV. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, Wayne, see you soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I told you about the Jexit, my plans to start a movement to get Jews out of the Democratic Party. You got to be crazy. Got to be blind and delusional if you don't see what's happened to the Democratic Party. It's the party of anti-Semites, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic comments, Jew haters. Overly, over the top Jew haters. Ilhan Omar, look at the headline. Spars with fellow Democrats over Israel comments, faces new calls to be removed from her committee. Democrats scramble to limit damage from Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic remarks after ADL criticism, meaning the Anti-Defamation League, very liberal, always on the side of Democrats. Even they came out, and now the House plans to introduce a resolution, latest news, condemning the anti-Semitic comments amid the Omar controversy. That'll be the second time that Omar was condemned by her own Democratic House. Quite amazing. All right, the sponsor of this show and this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. Gold, central banks buying it at a 50-year high, and all kinds of deals in the offing that say it's going to be a big time for gold. Barrick Gold Company, biggest one in the world, they just announced they're buying Newmont Mining for about, $17.9 billion. Amazing. $17.9 billion. It's an amazing deal. It's the golden age of gold. And if you want to buy gold, because the world's awash in debt, why are the central bankers buying gold? Debt crisis on the way. Everybody owes big money. Japan, China, America, Latin America, Europe, all in debt up to their eyeballs. Got to buy gold. It's the only chance to survive a bad debt crisis. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000. They're friends of the show. They're friends of Wayne Root. You can trust them. They're credible. Call them now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
If you want to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the four-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so much going on. House Democrats plan to introduce a resolution condemning anti-Semitic comments amid the Ilhan Omar controversy. Second time in a couple of weeks that her own house is going to condemn her. My gosh, she ought to be in the parliament of Iran or Syria or Palestine. What's she doing in the United States Congress? What a joke. What a mistake. Worst mistake in the history of United States politics, electing people like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar to the United States House. Rashida Tlaib paid herself $17,500 in campaign funds post-election. A no-no, a crime, voter fraud, illegal. It's another interesting development. How about this one? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff ran a slush fund and funneled over $1 million in campaign donations to his own companies. This guy's named Saket Chakrabarty. Funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies, according to the Washington Examiner today. So just a bunch of real winners. Three examples of new Democratic congresspersons who have all made terribly anti-Semitic statements, who have been rude and offensive to the president, rude and offensive to the Jewish people, rude and offensive in their comparisons to the Holocaust, rude and offensive to Israel. It's just unbelievable what we've elected to the United States Congress. And let me throw in that there's a new controversy involving Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Gas guzzling. Here's someone who thinks no one should use cars anymore or gas, fossil fuel. Everyone should be on green energy and wind and solar and biofuels, all stuff that doesn't work, as Donald Trump said at CPAC over the weekend. I want to watch TV. Is the wind blowing? That's what you're going to say if Ocasio-Cortez and her Democratic Party's in charge. Can you imagine? If the wind isn't blowing, you won't have any electricity. But here she is, the biggest hypocrite in the world. Her mother left New York because she wanted lower taxes in Florida. Hypocrite. And now she herself's a hypocrite because she drives around in Ubers all day. Drives in gas-guzzling Ubers, not just any Uber. and leaves a parade in New York over the weekend in a 17-mile-per-gallon minivan while she was just blocks from the subway. Her and her people could be walking to the subway. Practice what you preach. If you really believe this stuff, then you shouldn't be eating meat, and you shouldn't be riding in gas-guzzling cars, and you should be taking subways to save the environment. And here's another winner from Cortez, the mouth that won't stop lying and committing fraud and saying ridiculous things. She accuses ICE of rape, as if the children that were raped on the way up to the border are because of ICE or because of America's fault. You know, even the New York Times just admitted today that there is massive rape of the women who come up through Mexico to come to the United States illegally. Just massive rape by the drug cartels. And yet the Democratic Party says they're the party of women, right? Oh, they're so friendly to women. They love women so much. That's why they abort female babies. That's why they let women come up through Mexico, no wall, no restrictions, let them all in, which encourages more to come and more to get raped. Some say up to 70% of all the women are raped or gang raped coming up through Mexico. Aren't Democrats such good friends of women? How about all the female babies that die after the moment of birth? They want to kill them. Scary stuff. And one more, Hirono. Senator Mazie Hirono, Democrat of Hawaii, she made fun of the Green New Deal about 2 weeks ago, and I commented about that on my radio or on my TV show. I can never remember. They blend together. But she made a comment that she's all for this Green New Deal, except that it'll be hard on the people of Hawaii if you cancel planes. These people are so dumb. She was being serious. Wait, if there are no planes, how are you going to get from the mainland Hawaii or Hawaii to the mainland? But now she's come out and said it doesn't matter. You got to be for the Green New Deal. She said travel would be hard for Hawaii, but opposing the Green New Deal is crazy. Donald Trump opposes it. That's crazy. So it's going to be hard to travel from Hawaii to the mainland and the mainland to Hawaii. Think what that would do to tourism in Hawaii. Tourism, not terrorism, of course. Tourism. If people can't fly from Japan or the United States to go on vacation in Hawaii, how would anyone get there? On Ocasio-Cortez's flying solar trains that don't exist? Don't forget, the joke is on all of them. They want everything to be on rail lines, solar-powered rail. But the trains they were building in California bankrupted the state of California. $88 billion. They spent it on nothing. It was a giant waste of money. They can't make a train work. Sam Lantis is the sponsor of this segment of the show and the Lantis Tax Group. April 15th, coming up fast. If you have any tax questions or problems, get a free consultation with a tax attorney. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, because you're an underdog if you try to take on the IRS without Sam Lantis. That's 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-934-3578, or WeHelpYou.com with the letter U. He's the best. He saved me from the IRS twice. Sam Lantis is the man. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, letter U.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a lot of damage in Lee County, Alabama from a tornado that killed at least 23 people.
In some locations, the complete residences are gone. The debris field stretches for hundreds and hundreds of yards. We're finding materials that from one location up to half a mile away from the original point of where they were located.
One man said as the tornado hit, all they could do was hold on for life. The White House says it's received the House Judiciary Committee's letter requesting documents related to the Trump administration family and business. It's part of an expanding Russia investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House Counsel's Office and relevant officials will review the letter and respond at the appropriate time. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says it's clear President Trump obstructed justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Before I get to the sponsor of the show and then all of your calls, I wanted to mention Luke Perry's death today. Had a massive stroke last week. Luke Perry of Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale, dead at 52 years old. I knew Luke, not as good friends, just a quick acquaintance. I played football with him a couple times. I used to play football in front of the Hollywood sign in the Hollywood Hills when I was an anchorman at CNBC and a bit of an actor as well and a producer of TV shows. And I hung out with a group of actors. We all played football together, and Luke came a couple times to play football, and he was a really nice guy. And I never thought that about very many actors. I couldn't stand most of the actors I met. They were all stuck-up egomaniacs and idiots and liberals and fools, and they said stupid things with no education to back it up. And he wasn't like that at all. Really good guy. And I've heard since then, you know, I've produced three major reality TV shows, and from everyone I know in the TV business, everyone has always said Luke Perry was a really good guy. You know, what do they say? What's that famous saying? God takes the good ones first. Luke Perry's a good guy. Sorry to see him pass. My best wishes and prayers to his family and his kids. Luke Perry, 52 years old, star of Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale, dead. 52. Wow. Sad. I'm 57. So he was 5 years younger than me, and he's gone. Massive stroke, and he didn't make it. Sad. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this show because, listen, you got to be a capitalist. You can't be an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Rashid Tlaib or an Ilhan Omar. You got to love this country, the mobility and the opportunity this country has given all of us. You know, I made a point in the opening segment of the opportunity and mobility it gives to Jewish people. It's the only country in the world other than Israel where they accepted the Jews. And this is way before Israel, obviously. Jews have been accepted in America since the American Revolution. They've treated us wonderful, and look how we've repaid them. Jews are among the finest people in our society in almost any field you talk about. The most successful, the wealthiest, the biggest donors to charity. The people that take care of others so well. Jewish race filled with great people. So America's been good to us. We've been good to America. And capitalism's been good to us. That's what it comes down to. Name a socialist nation that's been good to the Jewish people. Nazi Germany, by the way, was not capitalist. It was socialist. Hitler was part of the Socialist Party. And they treated Jews, as you know, the worst in history. Killed them, enslaved them, gassed them, raped them, tortured them, enslaved them, etc., etc. Venezuela, you think they're treating Jews good? They're treating no one good. Russia killed the Jews. Okay? Yugoslavia killed the Jews. China didn't treat Jews well. Nobody ever has. No socialist nation ever. Cuba? You think they're nice to Jewish people? They're not nice to anyone. But in particular, they scapegoat the Jews. So capitalism has been good to Jewish people. And we need to leave. The Democratic Party needs to be a Jexit. But anyway, I digress. Jexit. Jewish exit for the Democratic Party. I digress to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Fordham Resources. Great company, great capitalist company, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Management team led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, famous guy, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value, one of the great stocks in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They've got the City of Gold mining property consisting of 180 square miles. Do you know that Manhattan is about 22 square miles? This is 180 square miles. Can you imagine if the entire Manhattan times nine was a gold mine? They own it. That's amazing. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR, and you can check them out at FordhamResources.com, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Check them out. Great sponsors and friends of this show. Let's take some calls. What do you think about Jexit? Isn't it mysterious to all of you that Jews in America are still on the plantation of the Democratic Party? I've got to lead you out of Egypt to the promised land. We need a Jexit. Jews are smart people, brilliant people, successful people. You got to get away from Ilhan Omar. You got to get away from Rashid Tlaib. You got to get away from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who thinks a wall is keeping bad people out is the same as East Germany or the same as the Holocaust. Can you imagine how crazy that is? Just crazy people who understand nothing and are demeaning to the Jewish people. Democratic Party now, party of anti-Semites, Jew haters. Jexit. Got to get out. Run for your lives, Jewish people. All right, we'll take some calls. We got Pat in South Philly. Line 4, Pat. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yo, great, Wayne. You tell it just like it is.
Thank you, sir.
Root, that's it. You get rid of class by yourself. I watch Joe Pags. When I found his network, I'm a big, big Fox rooter. But this woman that's got something to do with the head of the Democratic Party, this woman is mentally incompetent. Something wrong with this woman.
Yeah.
She's not, and I call it a loon.
And you're not talking about, Pat, you're not talking about the Jew haters. You're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's a communist nutcase,
Wayne,
right? Yeah.
Excuse me, Wayne. No, not to cut you off. I'm talking about that woman that lives in California, the one that they never showed it. She's got a wall around her house.
Oh, you're talking about Nancy Pelosi?
Right. And she's from my nationality. She's a disgrace. Her and Chuck Schumer, they should bang both their heads together. And all the crap within the Democratic Party, they're all jokes that are going to run against this guy. They're fighting a lost cause. A lost cause they're fighting, Wayne.
Yeah, let me tell you what I think.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
Hey, Pat, let's see if you agree with this. Here's what I think. I always thought that Obama was a stealth communist. Hated America. Hated America, hated capitalism, and I think
Correct.
He was a Marxist, socialist, communist. But here's what Obama was good at. I respect him for, at least. At least he hid it. He was a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He smiled. He showed off his family. He hid it. He knows you can never say I'm a communist and I hate Israel out loud and win in America.
Right.
He was smart. These people are so dumb. They don't even hide it. They're never going to win saying things like this. America doesn't believe in hating Israel.
But the thing, Wayne, that he had going for him for them 8 years that he wasn't Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Wayne, he had the news media itself.
Yes.
Can you remember, did they ever knock him in 8 years, Wayne?
Never, never.
This newspaper, our president, this guy, I mean, that's a little bit better than 2 years. They ain't got a smidgen. They ain't got nothing to say. And they know what he's doing. Unemployment, the economy. I mean, what more could you ask for? And boy, man, building that wall, that's going to be a top priority.
Hey, Pat,
when they're coming in and running drugs.
Pat,
what
he's done for black people, black unemployment, fantastic. They don't care.
I've done that, Wayne, exactly. When I watch, in other words, like when I watch Fox, and you got some brilliant black people, you know, the educated ones, like at West, that
Alan
sheriff
West.
That used to be in Milwaukee, he's got a job in the White House now. Dave Falk, Larry Elder, radio man, smart men, boy, man, the way they talk. That Diamond, yes, very, he's excellent in his class. Diamond and Silk, if you see Diamond and Silk.
They're fantastic. And of course,
the two ladies, woman, they tell it just like it is, Wayne.
And of course,
and in
Dr.
this city
Carson,
where I live,
head of HUD,
and Wayne, in this city where I live, believe me, I can't remember the last time we had a Republican mayor in the city in the 50s, Mayor Samuel. It's been under Democratic rule, to the exception of Ed Rendell when he was mayor, then he was governor. But we haven't seen in the last three administrations, between Street and between Nutter, forget about it. They
How much
absolutely
decline?
Nothing.
How much
they have so many shootings and killings
that
this mayor in this city, he'll never come out and mention anything about it. And the Wayne, we had shootings every single day here.
You're becoming like Chicago.
Done.
All right, Pat, we got to run.
I
gave you a lot of time. We got to run. I got to get others on. Everybody wants to get on, but Pat, very intelligent. Perfect example, I think, of middle America. Pat is an average guy in South Philly, and he speaks for the common man or woman. He's great. And it doesn't have to be fancy speech. You don't have to go to Harvard. You don't have to go to Princeton. You don't have to go to Stanford. To hear common sense is just wonderful. And to me, common sense is more intelligence than book smarts. And we just heard it from Pat in South Philly. Thank you, Pat. Prince in New Jersey. Prince, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
What's Prince? Tell me what that means.
That's my the part of my last name.
All right, so it's your nickname.
Correct.
I get it.
It's correct.
Tell me what's on your mind, Prince.
Well, it's been eating me up, and it's like I've been trying to get on everywhere to get this.
Prince, are you there? We lost him. He dropped. He must be on a cell phone. He dropped. Call back, Prince. We got Ray in Idaho on line two. Ray, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, this is Ray from Idaho, and howdy.
Howdy. How are you?
Anyway, I got two questions to ask you.
Go ahead.
Okay, the first question is, was this Omar sworn in by the Quran?
I don't remember if she did or it was Rashida Tlaib or both of them. I can't remember, but I'd be willing to bet you, being that she wears the hijab and all she talks about all day is her comments against Jews in Israel and pro-Muslim, pro-Syria, pro-Iran. She compared Israel to Iran, said they're exactly the same. My guess is, yeah, she was sworn in by the Quran. I'd almost be willing to bet you on it. Terrible. Terrible. Hey, hold on. Prince, hold on. We'll get you on the way back. Music on. I want to mention the sponsor, Cenogenics. They did great things for me, man. Healthiest I've ever been. And I had a surgery with kidney stones, and I recovered in less than a week. I was on the air the next day, and I was on 3 hours a day 4 days later. I mean, with a foundation of health, you could do anything in life. Cenogenics did it for me. Making America great again, one American at a time. Thank you, Cenogenics. They'll make you great again. Call them for a free, no obligation consultation. They did it for Wayne Root. They could do it for you. I feel great. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free. 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. 888-YOUNGER. Cenogenics.com. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. By the way, Tenacity is a great new book by my friend Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, Ron Corey. One of the most successful businessmen in Las Vegas. He made it. He made millions of dollars in the biz world. He fought the city. He fought the police. He fought mob wannabes. This guy's amazing. And we gave away a book free today. And the winner earlier on my radio show, Tom Stratton of Waco, Kentucky. Congratulations, Tom. You got a free copy of Tenacity. Everybody should get a copy of my buddy Ron Corey's book, Tenacity. You can either go to Amazon and get it, or RonCoreyAuthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, RonCoreyAuthor.com. Michael Madsen, the famous movie actor from Kill Bill, and I don't know, he's in all kinds of great movies, always plays a tough guy or a mobster. Michael Madsen is the audio voice of the book Tenacity, and Hollywood wants to make it into a movie now about the life of Ron Corey. So get a copy of Tenacity, and Tom Stratton of Waco, Kentucky, congratulations. You got your free copy. All right, before I get back to calls, just wanted to mention real quick, I put out a tweet over the weekend about MGM properties here in Las Vegas and about the fact that they have a show called One, One as in O-N-E, The One, Michael Jackson. And it's time to close the show. I'm sorry that you have to do that. I feel bad. Anyone should ever lose their jobs. They're all talented people, I'm sure. But Michael Jackson is a pedophile. And everybody in the world now knows it. No one's even questioning it anymore. Within minutes of my putting that tweet out, there was an announcement that BBC2, and I don't live in England, so I know BBC is the news channel of England, but I think BBC2 is the music channel. It must be like MTV or VH1. And they announced on Saturday, moments after I put my tweet out, they announced that they will no longer play Michael Jackson songs. And they said, in the age of Me Too, hashtag Me Too, how could you play music from a guy who everyone now believes raped little children, sexually assaulted little children, married little boys, pedophile for little boys? Michael Jackson allegedly, but more than alleged now, there's new commentary, a new documentary out about it. It's so clear that he was absolutely, but we'll say allegedly, a pedophile, and nobody really is questioning it anymore. So how do you have plays about his life celebrating Michael Jackson in Las Vegas on the Vegas Strip? Jim Murren, the ultra-liberal CEO of MGM, when are you going to make the decision to close One, the Michael Jackson story. When are you going to close it? Because BBC Two isn't playing his music anymore because they're so afraid of celebrating and exalting a pedophile. Don't you think you should have him out of Vegas? Come on. And here's this new commentary, this new column out. Leaving Neverland, it's not just Michael Jackson fans losing faith. And there was another article over the weekend in Vanity Fair, a liberal magazine that hates Trump. Big article about Michael Jackson raped little boys. Come on, you can't have a show celebrating his life anymore. Time to end that. If they made the decision in England, why aren't you making the decision in Las Vegas, Jim Murren, CEO of MGM? All right, let's go back to Ray in Idaho. Ray, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi. Yeah. I love your show, buddy.
Thank you. So what's in your mind?
The other question is, I need help here to understand, is they paid $155 billion to, what is it, Syria?
Yes.
And another $88 billion for that train in California. But yet they don't want to pay, what is it,
$25 billion for the wall, and all Trump wanted was $5.7 billion as a down payment. They can't seem to find that money. You're right. They pay for the trains. They pay for Syria. What did we waste in Iraq? What have we wasted in Afghanistan? I mean, we could have gone in, bombed Afghanistan, killed the bad guys, killed the Taliban, and left 10 years ago, 15 years ago. We'd have to stay all these years and waste all that money. What are you achieving now? That's why Trump wants to get out. I want to get out. But that money, those troops should be brought home to guard our border. And that money should be spent on building that wall on our border and getting more troops down to the border and getting more border agents and ICE agents on the border. All right, thank you for the call, Ray in Idaho. Prince in Jersey. You'll probably be the last call tonight, Prince. We lost you before. What's up?
Yeah, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, look, I've been trying to get through with a bunch of people this new green deal that this P-Brain Court doesn't take credit for writing. It's not her that wrote it. Everybody, and I'm pretty sure you are aware of the correct name of what it is that we are watching before us. It's called Agenda 21.
United Nations, yeah.
Right, and it started back with Maurice Strong back in the day. That she's quoting from that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of liberals involved. Al Gore's involved. They've all made hysterical proclamations.
Well,
America.
Al Gore, they came up with that as the global gate because he's found to own or have interest in private green companies.
Right. Of course, he made $1 billion on all his lies and nonsense and fraud.
Right.
There's no global warming. There's no global warming. There is climate change because climate's always changed. Cut a tree in half. Look at the rings. It was warmer. It was colder. Sometimes it snowed more. Sometimes it rained more. Sometimes it was drought. The world changes. Climate changes. Liberals want to put government in charge of your life. And by the way, that's the main reason we need a Jexit, a Jewish exit from the Democratic Party. Has government ever been good to Jews? Government always enslaves us, murders us, takes our property away. In the history of the world, government's never been good to Jews. Why would you want to be a Democrat and want bigger government and put more power in the hands of the Democratic Party and the government? You got to be kidding me. Time for a Jexit. All the Jewish people, I will lead you to the promised land. Wayne Allen Root. See you tomorrow. Time for a Jexit. Jews, unite! We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.